Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1118, the topic is Q&A, and the title is, Should Aesthetic Athletes Do Heavy Squats and Deadlifts? Now, why would somebody ask that question? It's actually a great question, by the way, but what they wrote, this is a listener, they wrote in an email, and they said, recent bodybuilding shows and recent bodybuilding shows, all the athletes seem to have distended stomachs, like extended stomachs, like big bellies. And they saw a lot of them in their training when they went and looked through like their individual accounts on like Instagram and social media. A lot of the athletes were doing heavy deadlifts and squats as like preparation in their training towards the competition. And they made a note of saying almost all the athletes are wearing belts, but their stomachs are so distended that it's actually still pushing out over top of the belt. So because they're lean, they can see their ab muscles, but it looks like almost like a turtle shell where it's still rounded and sticking out, even though they're really lean. And they wondered if doing those heavy lifts was causing the distended stomachs. And if so, should they avoid those heavy lifts in their training so they don't have a distended stomach? Now, this is actually a great question because this has actually been true, is if you look at the kind of transition of bodybuilding athletes. Now, you can look at all the other divisions as well. There's, you know, bikini, wellness, figure, physique, classic physique, men's physique. There's, you know, bodybuilding then, and then 4,000 categories. But all the aesthetic athletes, like athletes who get on stage and they show off their aesthetics, their bodies, as the decades have gone by, the athletes have gotten kind of more muscular and even leaner, and with that has come kind of more of a thickened midsection. With that, the loss of kind of the nice classic kind of physique, that X frame, is starting to go away. You more have just what look like cows, like just beef meat on stage, but there's not as much like aesthetic prettiness, there's not as much flow to it anymore. And that is true. Now, that could be attributable to a lot of things. One of the things is, since the people are bigger, they have more caloric demand, therefore they have to eat more food. So since they're eating larger volumes of food, larger meals at a time, that can potentially contribute to a larger stomach. And that expands out and kind of creates like a bigger midsection. Now, all of these, you can argue whether they're really to any degree whatsoever. I'm just kind of throwing out anything that has a remote possibility so we know that it's not just one individual issue. So they have to eat a lot more food. Some of the difference can come from the different drugs. You know, like people back in the day just took kind of like Dianabol, maybe some test, and to get bigger if they were taking like extra drugs. But now people are taking like growth hormone and like playing around with insulin and some other things. And you're going to get into a lot of just different side effects from the different drugs. So, for example, if you take a lot of growth hormone, the ears grow, the nose grows, the feet and the hands grow. So you might have somebody who's only 5'9", but wears size 15 shoes because of the growth hormone effects. So there's a lot of different drugs that are being used nowadays. And then part of it is also just the fact that in order to get bigger, they have had to lift heavier and heavier weight loads. Now, if you lift heavier weight loads, that requires more core stability, more core strength to support those positions. So therefore, the abdominal wall grows thicker, the obliques grow thicker. If you look at strongmen, for example, that lift things over their head all the time, they have very thick midsections. Very, very thick. So the more a bodybuilder does heavy exercises, compound movements, in which their core needs to be involved for stability and bracing, the muscles of the core are going to grow thicker due to stability demands. So that's absolutely an issue. And then also the core bracing, like if they don't know how to breathe correctly to brace their abdominal midsection inward, and they just push their belly out into a belt, that's going to cause their stomach to grow outward as well. They'll lose kind of abdominal control. So there's a lot of factors. Now, I have trained clients, aesthetic clients, to pro cards in both tested and non-tested federations. So I've helped people become professional bodybuilders and professional, you know, like in each division, like classic physique and figure and stuff like that. So I've worked with first-time people who compete, and I've worked with professionals. So very blessed, really, really enjoy that. Now, with that said, with the variety of people that I've been able to help, you have some clients that they've never had to do heavy squats or deadlifts, and they look freaking awesome. They're huge. They're jacked. And you would say, what's the heaviest squat you've ever done? They're like, well, I don't really know. I just kind of do 225 for sets of 10. And you're like, oh, my God. You know, they don't have a clue what their strength is. They never had to lift heavy. They just always kind of continue to grow. Lucky them. We have some athletes who have used insanely heavy squats and deadlifts, even like the singles, to help them grow bigger, and we never had any stomach issues whatsoever. So any kind of distension issues. So there's no one-size-fits-all answer. Some people can do them all the time and have no worries. Some people, they might do 1 4-week cycle and feel like their belly blew out, and all of a sudden they have to try to address that. So if I was going to do general advice, which is what a podcast is, and I can't do individually specific advice, I would break it down as, if you don't have currently a distension issue in your stomach, if your abdomen does not protrude out and you don't really have an issue, but you're worried about maybe potentially causing an issue, still do the heavy lifts in your training. Maybe you don't want to have to, if you don't currently do singles, you know, you don't have to go that far. But if you never normally do, you know, anything under 10 reps, work on some sets of like, you know, five, like 3, 5, 6, you know, something like that. And you can break it down into, you know, more sets if you're doing smaller amounts of repetitions. So rather than 3 sets of 10 to get to 30 reps, you can do 6 sets of 5. And you can kind of play around with that and see if that helps. But with that, you need to learn how to properly brace your stomach so that way you don't just push out into a belt. When you use a belt to lift, no way whatsoever should you just shove your stomach forward and arch your lower back and use the belt as your support. That's horrendous. Do not do that. That's bad for your lower back. It's bad for your hips. It's horrible advice. If somebody just tells you to shove your stomach forward into a belt, horrible advice. Horrible. So what you want to do, and we have a video on YouTube. If you type abdominal bracing under like Brutal Iron Gym or bracing for heavy lifts, you'll see it on YouTube. But in a sense, I'm going to do a very quick version of this. So whether you're sitting or standing, whatever you're doing right now, mimic the sensation of stopping yourself from peeing. Very weird statement that just came out of my face. But if you were going to the bathroom and all of a sudden an alarm went off or somebody came running into the room and you had to stop yourself from peeing, you would flex those muscles, okay? So flex the muscles that are associated with stopping yourself from peeing. Then what you want to do is you want to take the area between your belly button and your groin, okay? So what feels like your lower abdomen, and try to pull your lower abdomen inward so that way you have your lower abs nice and tight. You're flexing and controlling that hold the pee muscle. This is probably going to feel uncomfortable because we don't often hold these muscles this tight. And that's a sign that they're weak. So hold the pee. So stop yourself from peeing. Now pull specifically the area from your belly button to your groin. Try to pull that part of your abdomen inward like you're trying to pull it between your hip bones. Now, with those two in place, I want you to take a breath like you're filling your belly with air, okay? But you're going to feel from the belly button kind of up. And then you're going to hold your breath. That is how you create abdominal pressure. If you practice this a bunch, it's going to help. If you also do an exercise called a dead bug, this will help as well. But you want to learn how to brace and hold your core with those muscles. So you hold the pee, stop yourself from peeing, pull your lower belly inward, then you take a breath into the upper belly, and then hold your breath. This prevents you from pushing your stomach forward and into a distended state. You're going to have your core muscles, your stomach, pulled inward and held. Okay? This is going to teach you abdominal strength and abdominal bracing so that way you can feel secure during heavy lifts, but it doesn't cause that distension growth. The more you practice this, you can actually maintain a very narrow, very tight waist while you still grow big upper back, big legs, you know, big muscles from big heavy compound lifts. So if you don't have a distension issue yet, you can still use heavy lifts, but learn how to brace properly. Now you can eventually put a belt on just for extra protection, but don't change how you brace whether you have a belt on or not. You should brace the exact same way with a belt on as you do without a belt on. Okay? Then do that. And over time, I really doubt you're going to see any distension issues at all. If you did start to see or think that you were getting distension issues, then you want to recheck yourself and make sure you're bracing. Film yourself doing your squats or deadlifts. And if your stomach is sticking out over the belt, like it looks like you're creating that rounded turtle shell, then pull back, practice your bracing again. Maybe take a little bit of time off those heavy lifts until you strengthen that stuff. Okay? Now, if you already have a distension issue, learn how to brace properly. You've got to practice that bracing. Do it all damn day, all the damn time. Really train your abdominal muscles to pull inward to brace, not push outward to find stability. So pull inward to brace. And check that on every damn exercise you do, even leg extensions, bicep curls, everything. Check and see if your stomach is accounted for and tight. And then you want to flip the focus of intensity in your exercises between isolations and compounds. Stop doing your compound lifts with really heavy weight and low reps and switch that to make your isolation movements heavier and lower reps, and then do higher volume work on your compound movements. So for example, I might, instead of doing like leg press for sets of 6 and hamstring curls for 20 reps, I might do leg press for 20 reps and hamstring curls for 6. So you would flip the focus of your isolations and compounds, so that way you still get the heavy stimulus on those muscle fiber types, but you get them through isolated movements, which is going to reduce core bracing and stability. Okay? So you can decrease the stability bracing load on the core, and that's going to help you pull in the abdominal wall over time, but you still get the heavy training in by doing it on the isolations. So you want to train your core always with that inward bracing. If you don't know what diastasis recti is, it's a term for when the abdominal muscles spread during pregnancy. After pregnancy, women struggle to get their abdominal wall to pull back inward to feel tight. They'll feel like they look like they have a fat belly, but it's not fat at all. It's actually relatively lean. It's just their abdominal muscles are loose and kind of like sticking out. They're distended. So you can train your abdominal muscles in specific ways to pull them inward. I do this all the time. I have clients all the time post-pregnancy, and we work on diastasis recti as well as like relearning how to eat and other things. So you want to train as if you have diastasis recti. You want to train by always pulling your abdominal muscles inward in crunches, in planks, in dead bugs, in heavy lifts, even in smaller lifts. If you're doing tricep press downs, you should be pulling your abs in, okay? You want to then think about spreading your largest meals out. Try not to eat so much volume in any single meal. You can spread them out, have an extra meal just to kind of break the calories up. You can also play with different foods. If you're noticing a distended stomach, kind of it starts in the mid, like the beginning of the day, totally fine. But by midday, you have a distended stomach. You might actually have a food allergy. So you might be eating a certain type of food that is not digesting well and it's causing bloating. So you have to play around with that as well. So in general, should aesthetic athletes avoid heavy lifts? No. Unless you're seeing a distension in the abdomen already, or if you're seeing one starting to happen. If you're not experiencing that, don't worry about it. If you brace inwardly and it's not really an issue for you, then take the advantage you have to use those heavy weights to get bigger. If you think distension is starting to happen, or if it already is an issue for you, then learn how to brace inward. Switch your isolation and compound focuses. Make sure you're training your core all the time as if you have diastasis recti, always pulling it inward in everything you do all the time, always. And then change your food and meal structures. So hopefully that was very helpful. It was probably a lot of information, but that helped kind of talk through what some of the potential reasons might be and multiple options we have for addressing it. So thank you to the person who sent this in. Really awesome question. I love these kind of like really small nuanced questions. I love them. So please don't ever hesitate to send in a question, even if you think it's insanely specific. There's always some cool shit we can learn. So more information never hurts. Now it can be confusing over time, but the more you learn, you can then eventually learn to simplify it. So you have to go like post-complexity simplicity. Things seem simple at first because you don't know anything. As you learn more, you say, holy crap, there's even more to learn. I feel overwhelmed. But as you continue to learn, you then start to see common threads and you can simplify it after the complexity. So if getting more information seems overwhelming, keep going. Keep soaking in more. Keep seeking out more. As you do, you will start to see the common threads. And then you can simplify it. We only want things to be simple to us after we've experienced the complexity. So you want post-complexity simplicity because that's intelligence. Simplicity before complexity is ignorance. Okay? So, if more information is overwhelming, just keep diving in, keep digging in. Eventually, it'll all make sense. So if you have any questions, please let me know. I'm always here to help, and I love this stuff. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Cool. Well, if you want any help with programming, we do online programming for everyone, for all goals, always. So we do personalized training programs, nutrition programs, accountability, morning motivation, technique review, educational support, all these good things involved. We're also offering right now just nutrition-only coaching. Whether you want a nutrition for fat loss, for aesthetic performance, for strength performance, you know, for athletic performance, whatever. If you just want the nutrition part, you have a training program, but you're not sure how to eat to maximize that program. We're offering that right now for $100 a month. We have 20 slots, so it's just going to go to the first 20 people. That's as much as I can do and do it well. So we're offering that right now, and it's just a really cool new service based on request for it. So if you're interested in one of those slots, just shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome. Well, if you liked today's podcast, if you think it was helpful, please share it. The more we share the podcast in general, the more people we can help. So if the podcast has been beneficial to your life, allow it to be beneficial to someone else's. Thank you. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link, accessible through the link on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is very expensive, but I appreciate the financial help, and it's only due to the patrons we have right now that I'm able to do this every single day, and we can help hundreds and hundreds of people. So thank you to you for helping us do that. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.